Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes. Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Let you know. All you got to do is hold on.
my. Be encouraged. No matter what go on, be encouraged. My brothers, good morning. My sisters, good morning. My family, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We thank God always for his presence, man. We thank him for that song, man, you know. Sometimes you just need to be encouraged.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to be encouraged, brother. And being encouraged means that sometimes you need to be lifted up. Somebody give you a little encouragement. Sometimes when you hear certain voices, see certain faces, and you just start smiling. You feel me, brother?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
You just
praise the Lord.
Start smiling and know that God is in the midst. We thank God always for his awesome power, man. That he really made this day a reality, brother. He made it a reality because it was just like a thought yesterday. But he made it a reality that you and I and others can have another day on this side of the land we live in. And we thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his ever present in our lives. And we really believe, brother, we truly believe that it was him. It was truly him who moved the needle and said, let us go a little farther, a little bit, tear a little bit farther. And I thank God for the reading of his word, brother. I thank him for how it comes out, not just hearers of it, but even not just readers, but doers of his word. Because we really believe that these days are going to come, that man's going to be doing their own thing, brother. It's going to be popular to them. They're going to get all the pats on the back and how good they are and how good the things are in their lives. And it's going to come a time. Man's going to turn his back on God. Yes, sir. They're going to be having a lot of fun, brother. If you would see it now. They're going to be having a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell you this here. When we read this word today, and we find out something in the word, it ought to be something, my brothers and sisters, to be able to capture you, to hold you into this day. Something.
Yeah.
It ought to be something in here that we pray that you get out of it. And you know, I know this race. Boy, this message came right on time, brother. You know? It's really this message that God want to present today. It came right on time.
Right? Amen.
We're still in Luke. We're still in Luke. Still in Luke, and we had chapter 13, and we had verse 22. Right.
Amen.
And we just thank God for his teaching. Thank him how he's teaching this word. Because when you look at this is a teaching moment. Every time he dealt with the disciple, it was a teaching moment. It was a way that he had to teach them and build their faith. Because it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time when man going to be running for what they call that? Itchy ear gossip. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to run around. And they're gonna be listening to anything just to soothe their soul. You know what I'm talking about? They're trying to find certain church, certain pastor, certain ministry that they can get on the, and some sitting trying to find ways that they can hide. But I'm telling you one thing about them. You can't hide from the Lord.
That's right.
You cannot hide from the Lord. And I thank God for that. I thank God for conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit more than shouting, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It puts something in your heart that says, Lord, I want to change. Lord, I need your help. And these are the things the Holy Spirit help us with. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for this day that you made.
Thank you, Lord.
You made it out of reality, Lord. It truly was you, Lord, that brought us here, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all the things you already have done and are about to do in this service, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, as you grace your presence here, to open our hearts, our mind, and our well-being, and just to feel your spirit and allow it to teach us today, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to see this thing we call to walk a little better, Lord. That we walk in new of them, Lord. So, Lord, if there's any hindrance here, Lord, Lord, if there's anything to stop us from listening or even bring the lesson, we just ask you, Lord, to remove it, Lord. Let the spirit move across free, Lord, as we try to make a free course going through here, Lord. Let it be that people receive your word with joy and happiness. Say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. So, Lord, let it be through the preach word, teach word today. Increase, Lord. That we decrease, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done and about to do in this service. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
We're here.
Yeah.
Another day, starting another week, another day out, you know. Only God knows the future, man. So we just press on along. Is what he gives us. So we thank him for this lesson in the man.
We thank him
because change had to happen. You don't remain the same. I know the world will, brother Darren, sisters and brother, whoever is listening about time right here, I know the word will drive them in and it'll drive them out. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it's all about the deliverance of it and all about the receiving of it. Because we believe it needs to be delivered with grace and love and received with the same way you're given, with love and grace.
Amen.
Knowing that God has our soul. Knowing he is the keeper of our soul. Look what it says.
Yes.
Luke. Look what Luke says. Look how Luke read over here. Luke chapter 13. Verse 22, and it reads, I'm reading for the King James, and it reads as follows, and he went to a city and a village teaching the journey towards Jerusalem. I love that. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the window. This is a discussion about being saved. He's going to show us how we should be and how we should be doing while we got yet our blood running warm in our veins. What we need to be doing. But he taught them. And he taught them the journey towards Jerusalem. Some of them say New Jerusalem. But at this time it was a physical, as they were walking through the wilderness, and he stopped and they asked a question to him. How can someone be saved? How are we going to be saved, brother? What hinders us being saved? And he told them that there's going to be many doing this, going to be many seeking them, but the door going to be shut one day, my brother. It's not going to be able to get in. So I look at this here, and I examine this here, because we look at it, we say, narrow is that gate. Amen? To lead to Jesus. You don't see a broad gate there, my brother, sister. This gate is narrow. You know, it ain't. You just can't. I don't know what people get at that. You can serve God and still serve the world. What you saying? That don't sound right. Well, anytime you are putting that in your life and you making a line of tend to focus of your life, you know, I'm telling a lot of people right now. You know, since they didn't lift this pandemic a little bit, you know, around here, a lot of people are getting complacent. You know what I'm talking about? And they're getting so complacent with their soul, because there was a time they looked to Jesus while they was in solitary. They was confined. And now they got out there, the curiosity of the question was, they was curious enough to really seek the Lord in a personal relationship with salvation. But they were secret and curious to know, how can they get this salvation? And he discussed this thing with them. And then when you sketch it, it can't, and a lot of folks just don't like to hear it, but there's going to be some people not reaching in, man. There's going to be some time, the time's going to get short. We don't have it. People think we got a long time, bro. They really think we can just serve and do what we want to. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a day. It's going to be a time that we're going to have to answer this we call life. You know, if I could just read something to you, Reverend. The end of salvation is narrow the gate. He said, the way of salvation is specific, and the way of salvation is the only way. There are not many ways to be saved. There is one, only one way. One way. Mm-hmm. And that way, this was hanging people up because they still want to do the dirt. Right? They still don't want to get out there. That you got to live straight. The way to salvation is straight. It is not crooked in direction. It is not crooked in moral. It is a straight way. Look at here, Reverend. A person must strive to be saved. You know, you're gonna have struggles. You're gonna have anxiety. You're gonna be anxious for things. But let me tell you something. Labor in your faith. Be dedicated in your heart. Then when you do these things, you do it in the love of God. Watch this here. As we deviate, we're going to deviate just a minute, Reverend. And there was a time that when we deviate, we're going to go to Matthew right quick, just right quick. You don't have to go with him. It is Matthew's 7. You don't have to go with him. You know, Matthew 7. Yeah. Matthew 7. Yeah. And Matthew 7, 13 and 14. You don't have to go there with me, dude.
Come on.
Come on, read it. Just trust. Yeah, look at it. Yeah. Enter in that straight gate. For wide is that gate, and broad is that way that lead to destruction. And many, hear me good, there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And the few, there be that find it. You hear what I'm saying? There are many people gonna be running to the broad way. You know, you can just you can do what you want. You can be your own man, as you say. You can be your own woman, as you say. You're not subjected to nothing. Who can tell me something? You can't judge me. You can't do these things to me. Who is you? You know what I mean? And then, but only thing judge is the word. It convicts people. Because I just read that you're gonna find a lot of people going the broad way. You're gonna have a lot of people. When you see what a lot of people are, and I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm not just saying in the mass of the church sometimes, but I'm saying this is when you're in the midst of someone and you see a lot of stuff going on, and you see a lot of worldliness going on, you're gonna find that's not of God. But when you find it's of God, it can't be some a lot of people that are, because we say it could be some, but then we look at it like this here. You'll find a fruit, because God's number is different from my number. Can I say that?
Yeah.
God's number is different from our number. So in my mind, I'm thinking a number might be maybe 50,000. You know what I'm talking about? But your mind might be 10 people, brother. You know what I'm talking about? But then God's mind, he told Abraham, he said something to Abraham a long time ago. He said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. That's what he said. He said, even the sea. The sand and the sea, that's how many it's going to be. You know what I'm talking about? And then if I say this, I know it's been a little while, Rev, you know, since we've been in the book, right? You know, some of them probably been since Friday, right? But I wanted to say something, Rev, that the book is real.
Yeah.
The holy book is real. When you read the book, It's just not something you just put aside when you get to reading. You try to put it apply it to your life. You try to apply it to your life. And Rev, when you do this, you want to get around like people, if I could say that.
Right.
Like people. You want to get around people that have the same thoughts and same spirit that you're trying to do. I'm not saying you're self-righteous.
Yeah.
I'm saying that we're always trying to say we want to do this, we want to be this, we want to be in the mainstream. But nobody want to serve the Lord like, fully. Look at here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at here. Look what Revelation said. Look what Revelation said. Revelation says 7. It says in verse 13, it says, if one of the elders answer, they said unto me, what are these? What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and which came that, and which came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And have washed their robes and made them white as blood of lamb. He said, look what he said. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serving him day and night in his temple. And look what he said. And he that sat it on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the lamp which is in the midst of the throne, listen, for the lamb in the midst of the throne shall feed them. And to lead them unto the living fountain of water. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. I just read your Revelation, right? I just read the Revelation 7, right? I read that for a reason because I know God got a number that we can't count. You know, certain people said it was going to be 144,000 in the end, but I just read this. It was so many that just couldn't count it real. Can I beg him so you can understand what I'm saying? He said, after this, I'm in verse 9, and after this, I beheld a great multitude which no man could number. Oh, this is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Y'all.
This is
the Holy Spirit. Watch the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, of all nations, kindred, and people, help me, Holy Spirit. And tongues, he said, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cried a loud voice, saying, who? Salvation is to our God.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Holy Spirit, y'all. This is the Holy Spirit. You know what the lesson is, right? He said, salvation is our God, which sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts. And what did they do, Rev? They fell before the throne on their face. Help me, Holy Spirit, and worship God, saying, amen. Blessed be glory. Honor and wisdom, thanks and honor, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. And you see what I did, right? I know it ain't no one believe about it. This is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I'm going to tell you again. We don't sit up here. I'm going to just tell you, too. The Bible tells us in John 14 and 26. He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that comfort is the Holy Spirit. And that comfort should bring back things from members to you. This is what just happened to me. And if we teach the lesson, he's teaching the lesson like this here. Because we talk about salvation. Talking about how we trying to let you know in grace and love that God wants you to live holy because he said he is holy. Because I am holy.
Yeah.
And we show you about how we said straight is this gate. You know, narrow is where you'll find a few. But I want you to understand what the Holy Spirit just gave me again, Reverend, that our numbers are different from God's numbers. Help the Holy Spirit. We can't hold God in a box. See, our number might be 10, and his might be 500,000. You know, number. So, you know, I got to do something. I'm trying to get somewhere, y'all. He's got my heart going somewhere. If y'all can y'all bear with me for a minute? Yeah, bear with me.
Amen.
Please. because I got to make sure this is plain. This is Isaiah, right? I got to make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make it
Amen.
Plain?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah. I'm trying to knit this thing together now. Isaiah, what is it, 55? Is that right about? He said, for my thoughts are not your,
mm-hmm.
your thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Neither
Thank you,
are
Jesus.
Your ways my ways, said the Lord.
Yeah.
For
mm-hmm.
as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you,
yeah.
this is the Spirit of the Lord. He's moving.
Yes.
He's telling
That's
us
right.
he's here. And I thought about something now. And I thought about this today, that God is manifesting himself as we speak. I don't know who he's speaking to. I'm going to receive
mm-hmm.
it. Nobody else is receiving it. God
Thank
don't
you,
want
Lord.
Us to put him in no box. Right? He wants us to get out of that box
right.
thinking. You know what I'm talking about? To let him know. To let him come
mm-hmm.
out. He said, he just like us. I want to be free.
mm-hmm.
I
yes,
want to
sir.
Be free, man. you know,
yes,
you,
sir.
You can read on to the end of this. That's 13. I just want to give you a little something out of that Isaiah. I'll give you a little better revelation, the 79. Then we're going to get back over here
mm-hmm.
in the lesson since we deviate, right? back
that
over here. the Holy Spirit, because we're trying to open it up, man. Right? We're
mm-hmm.
trying to open it up so we can eat a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? So we can get in there and
mm-hmm.
eat a little bit and digest this. Because look what it says again. I'm going to try to run on, y'all. But I wanted to get a foundation about this salvation. Look what it again. And I must do this here. It says, and he went through the city and the villages. Look what it says. Teaching the journey toward, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's something that, toward Jerusalem. He said, teaching
mm-hmm.
the journey toward Jerusalem. Then, said one unto him, Lord, he said, are there fruit that be saved? And he said unto them, he said, strive, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to enter at
mm-hmm.
that street gate. For many, I said to you, will seek to enter in and should not be able, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And watch it. When was this master of the house is risen up, help me, Holy Spirit, and had shut the door? You begin
mm-hmm.
to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, 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 open up to us. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not what you are. Then you shall begin to say, we have eaten and drinking in his presence, and thou hast talked in our street. But he shall say, tell you, what did he say? Knew you not
mm-hmm.
what you are.
Yeah.
He said, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, let me kind of,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if y'all don't mind. Now, again, a person must strive now, hear the key word, now,
mm-hmm.
to enter
right.
into salvation. You got to get in there now. And try to seek salvation. Salvation is so close right now. You can't be putting them on the ship and taking them off the ship. You got to stay with them because you don't know the hour, my brothers and sisters. It is getting too soon, and enough is enough. Help me, Holy Spirit. It is slippery.
Mm-hmm.
He explained it so simple just then that a person, it's going to be a time when that door goes shut. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to shut. And I don't care how much you holler, Lord, Lord, it's going to shut.
Mm.
And when it shut, you would not be able to get in, my brothers and sisters. You would not.
That's right.
You got to, watch it, you got to eat and drink what you've been eating and drinking before you got in there. Tell me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Now, what I say there,
mm-hmm.
I said, what is, watch this, Reverend Henry, stay with me, brother. What is,
mm-hmm.
What do the Lord's Supper or the communion means to you? How does it symbolize to you? What does it symbolize to you? To me, it symbolizes we're partaking of the body.
Right.
We're partaking
yes.
of the blood. And
mm-hmm.
we're put in our body. And I'm telling you, that should be a change. once this coming in. Mm-hmm. You should desire more of him than did that old man. Because once he comes in,
yes,
everything else has to get out of the way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
So I say this here when he said eat. When he said eating, watch it. Let me do it again. He said, then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drinking in thy presence, and thou hast talked. And I'll say, they ate it, man. They heard him. But they didn't what? Mm. Somebody been going to take a long time and said, man, I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was this. I didn't know it was that. There's some people sitting right now, probably listening to me now. I didn't know it was this. I didn't know it was that. You ain't going to have no excuse at the end. The Bible said, and when it reached the north, the south, and the east, and the west, then you know that's when he's coming. So nobody don't know when it's going to happen. Somebody said, well, it hadn't reached north yet. He said, until it happened, that's when you know he's coming. No one going to know. Even the son don't know he's going to go. So why would you play with your salvation?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you play Russian, what's called roulette with your salvation?
Russian roulette, yeah.
Why would you take that time like that and say, well, I got a long time to live. What that man said the other day, he built a bigger barn, didn't he?
He had a lot going on.
He said, let me build me a bigger door. Did you know the door shut on him too? The master shall raise up and shut the door to salvation. Watch this here. There is a time, a limit to salvation. The door will not always be open. Can you hear me? The door
will
not always be open. It is shut as a person death. Let me hold still. It is shut as a person death. So what they're telling me, y'all, once you're alive, once you're here breathing alive, you have the opportunity to get in. Boy, when you die, the physical part died. And then you want to say, I believe. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know? I'm gonna tell you right now that you've already know. Don't you know that you can't tell them you ready now?
All right.
I believe now. I trust you now. You got to do this now. You got to live with. You got to. Hey, Reverend, let me give you this here, because you might already know this here. It is shut person death. Can I say it again? It is shut as a person death. That's when that door is shut. No man is present living has yet had the door shut. But for some of them, doors were shut within the very next minute and the next hour. Can I do that again? The door is not shut off right now. But you know somebody right now is 1 second away of dying. Oh, yeah. 1 year away
from
dying. Watch this here. 10 years away from dying, because we don't know where I am. But when that door shut, you don't have that time to say, Lord, I believe. You don't have that time, Reverend. We don't have that kind of time.
Right.
If I would just, can I do this again? Can I deviate just one more time? Please let me do it, man.
Go ahead.
Let me do it a little bit. You don't have to follow me. I'm just reading from the book, and it's read in Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed. That's what it says. And it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. So, look what it says. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. So you got to get it now, brothers. If he come back and you see Jesus and you don't have it, it won't be salvation no more. He's giving us an opportunity now to come to him. I'm reading from the book now. I didn't read that from what I hope from. I read that from the book. That's the holy book. We believe it's holy. We stand on it and believe it's holy. And we believe he's speaking right now. We believe that it's up to you to come on in and stay with the ship. Now watch this here. I'm gonna press with God. Say this here. Look what he says here, Reverend. Look how he did this here. Can I read this one here?
Mm. Yes, sir. Let me
read this. Look what he said. Because they rejected him, right? Look what he did. I'm back. I'm gonna do this again. Then shall you begin to say, "We have eaten and drinking in thy presence. Thou hast taught in our street." But he shall say, "I tell you, I know you whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of negativity." There shall be weep, gashing of teeth. Look what he said, "When you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the prophets, watch this, Abraham, in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust out." Help me, Holy Spirit. "And you shall come forth," that's what he said, "from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are the last which shall be first, and the first shall be last." Now, I said that, I read that. I want you to know you're going to be that. And we saw that story about the rich man Lazarus. We read that story, how the rich man died, and Lazarus was found in what? Abraham's bosom. And as he was in hell and all that torment, he looked at Abraham, told Abraham, "Can you tell Lazarus to stick his finger in that water there?" He got close by him.
Yeah.
"Just give me just a drop of that water, because I'm in so much torment over here." That tells me they would see people from heaven and heaven, heaven and hell, right? But you can't get, because the Bible says it's a duck fix between you and him.
Yeah.
That he can't leave, and you can't leave. So we really believe in the book. We really believe that he said you're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets. You hear that? He said, all all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and then in yourself thrust out. But he's giving them a illustration. He's not saying, watch this here. He's saying that if you don't get salvation, if you don't believe in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection, if you don't believe that God sent his son down here, and you confess out your mouth salvation, you will not enter in. Now, when salvation comes, it's not all the way about what works. Y'all remember that, right? Y'all go there one time?
Right.
Can I go there? I don't know but one way to teach this thing, right? Please help me. There ain't but one way I can teach. Can we go to Romans, Ephesians right quick? Is that on mine?
Amen. Please.
Ephesians teaches us. He said, "For by grace," it's 2A.
Yes.
"For by grace, are you saved through faith?" I'm going to do it again. "For by grace are you saved through faith of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But what he says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God has," what he says, "before ordained that we should walk in them." Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you right now, you don't want to trust me. I'm just reading scriptures, but let it be in your heart. Let it minister to your heart.
That's right.
If we try to say today, salvation is at hand. I know you had a long weekend. You had time. Some of you might have been in the Word. But allow me allow the Holy Spirit to touch in the way, do the teach word today, the preach word today, that you get on board. Help me, Holy Spirit. That you get on board and strive for the kingdom. See, the kingdom is very, very, everybody says it's not so popular. You know, don't worry, Reverend. It's not so popular. You know what's popular right now, Reverend? I'm gonna get people might get mad at me. But you know what's so popular right now?
All right. Come on, man.
You know what's so popular? The people, see, racing back started again over in the world now. They opened up up the race. It's really out there. And the COVID's still there, though, you know. But they're still out there. You know, we still do our thing, right? But man's not fearing that no more. They out there. They're having a lot of fun. Not just at the racetrack, but all through life. The clubs are popping again, you know, because they open up everything. They never get all this tools he can use now to get us out there. I'm not calling like I see it. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, they're having conversations right now as we speak about certain races on this weekend. And they're getting a lot of highlight. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. I pray that Jesus don't come right now, man. My prayer is that he have mercy to let somebody get a light in that. Because, man, we can't have no fun. We can't have it. And that, but don't let fun overtake you from God, though. Help me understand. I'm telling you, man, it's getting so late now because we know too much, Reverend. We know too
much
now. We didn't got exposed to the Holy Spirit, man. He had put something out of the Spirit to say, I want to live for you, Lord. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to strive for the kingdom. If I strive for the kingdom, Lord, allow me to have some strength to say no when I want to say yes. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Give me some strength, Lord, when I want to do wrong. And you speak to my spirit and say, that's not right, Eric. You know what I'm talking about? Lord, speak to me. You know, and I know we fall short, brother, but it ain't how you fall.
Yes, sir.
It's how you get up. We read Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30, Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Revelation 7, 9, 17, Isaiah, look at me, look how we're doing it, 55, 8, 13, Hebrews 9, 27 to 28, Ephesians 2, 18, 20. We've been washed in the Word. We've been eating the Word of God. You heard what you said, our street corner, we heard you preach. But he told them to get away from it, Reverend, because they're working with iniquity.
Yeah.
He told them to get out of their sight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, because you had a chance to really come over, but you wasn't over. You heard me. You went to a lot of my function. You were just a lot of my praise. You were there. You know, that's what he's saying. He talked about people in the church, brothers and sisters.
Right.
He talked about on the outside. And he said, you were there. Because they heard him. And this time they were what? They were doing what? Doing what they want to do. They're not doing it now. They're not doing it now. They're doing it now. Oh, yeah, they're doing it now.
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, it won't be because you haven't been taught. Over this way,
right?
It won't be because we ain't preaching. And somebody, what is the gospel? Remember, the gospel is what? It's the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Yeah.
So
that's
we are presenting the good news of Jesus Christ, and we try to tell you, you have to stay connected to this vine, and stay connected to this vine. He'll purge you. He'll prune you. And watch this him. It won't because you did so good. It because it was the blood. It was the blood. It was the blood. And I'm telling you,
the blood
is the key. The blood covers us.
That's right.
One word, if I could get in my far my mind, they call it propitiation. When you get a chance, look it up. It's what Jesus done for us on Calvary. He took all the sin of man's work. You weren't even born, and he died for you.
That's right.
And he already preordained that you're going to go through some certain things. But what are you, when you're going through, what are you learning? Do you learn to keep going back doing the same thing? Or are you learning to say, I'm not going to bump my head anymore? I'm not going to tell you, Reverend. The table's been set. The table was sitting.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna give you one more little passage. I'm out of here, and it says right this here: Oh Lord, Thou knowest and remember me and visit me, and look what it says: and revenge me of my persecutor. Take me not away in Thy long suffering. Know that for Thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy word, you hear me? Thy word. Were found, and I did eat them, and Thy word was unto me joy and rejoicing in my heart. For I am called by Thy name, O Lord of God of hosts. You hear what I said? That's Jeremiah. That's Jeremiah 15 and 16. And he said he was there and he's eating. So we ate today.
Thank you, Lord.
And we believe. Now I'm not saying this is the end of the whole thing. I'm just giving you what God gave me just now. And
praise the Lord.
And my I solicit your prayers. That means
I'm
keeping your prayers, you know, because I really believe the Holy Spirit has spoken today. I really believe God is want us to know to take his message out. Salvation is near. It's so near to us. If I could just back up 55 to verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yeah.
Call me upon him while he is near.
Yeah,
I said this thing, we eat all day, but I'm just telling you something. He said,
yes, sir.
Remember, if I bag up, I was in 55, we was in 55, right? If I bag up, he says, seek ye the Lord.
Come on now.
While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. While he is near. So he's here.
Hey, Red.
Yeah, he's here.
That's a warning, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
That's a plea. Yep. That's a warning and a plea, you know. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend, anybody, you know, is always open, you know. Hit the one button if you can't. Text me out, he open you up. And whatever it is, if you just want to expound on something, it's open. And we always ask for everybody to come to Jesus. Express your want and your love for him. And what's this here? Give us your hand, but give God your heart. Let us pray with you. Let us pray with you. You don't have to do it by yourself. We're with you. Let us pray with
you.
I'm going to do something. I thought I was through. Jesus, I'm going to do something. Can I do it? This is going to be it, y'all. I promise it's going to be it. This is it. I got to do this Roman. There ain't no way where I got to do this Roman, right? But this Roman, I'm trying to read. Y'all know it by heart. Don't y'all know it by heart? Don't you know it by heart, Rick?
Yes, sir.
Look what it says here. He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He despised not his own son. Look what it is now. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Look at it. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything the charge of God elect? Look at it. It is God that justifies. I'm almost on y'all. He said, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. He said, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, who has made an intercessory for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Look what he said. Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril? A sword. Look what he said. It is written, thou say, we are killed all the day long, counting the sheep for the slaughter. Nay, all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Watch this here. For I am persuaded, neither death, no height, no angels, no principalities, no power, no things present, no things to come, no heights, no depths, no any created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our God.
Thank you.
God meets you anywhere where you are. Death, life, angels, height. He said present, even things to come. He'll meet you right there. He even gave us some insurance that he's with us. The same thing he did with Jesus, we got to go through something too, sisters and brothers. Don't leave the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Stay with him. Yes, people out there, but more to come through his love. His love. So I tell you, Romans, mm-hmm. verse 31 through 39. Mm-hmm. May God bless you here in the due of His word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend,
thank you,
your
Jesus.
Mic is open.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else want to be open, brother? There, you're open too as well. If anybody wants to spread something, anybody can hit the one. It's open.
Thank you, Lord. Mighty God. I'll be real quick, but I just got to tell God thank you. You know, mm-hmm. tell Him thank you because, well, man, it just in my mind how God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is faithful. You know, a promise keeper. You know, see people. They forget about these things, you know, when a little trouble comes, or when they go through a little heartache. But God is faithful, you know, and in Him there is no need of change. But man, He is so faithful, and His mercy endures, you know. And I just want to thank Him for continually blessing us. You know,
yes.
Today, you know, we looked up on a new day, even today, even this hour, as He allowed us again to come together, that He may do a work again. You know, He allowed us again. A lot of people don't realize what a jewel we have. You know, what a jewel we have in God. You know, like you said before we even thought of, before there was we in a world, you know, but before we even came to creation, God. So
thank you, Jesus.
You know, through Jesus, you know. So I just love Him, and I just thank Him and how his grace, you know. The more He revealed unto you, the more you realize just how gracious He is and merciful He is. I mean, what does God have to do for people? You know, you know, I mean, He's done everything. But I just want to tell God thank you for even blessing a new mercy today, a new grace today, a new sheet of paper that you made. Right with Him, you know, he given us a clean sheet of paper that we may write another love letter to Him. So I just, man, I'm just thankful, Reb, and I thank God for you. He bless you with this lesson, and I like how you handle it, and I like how you humble God people because it's with love and it's with grace, you know, that it may go out and that the Holy Spirit may use it to apply it to people's heart. You know, they may hear the word and they may not do it, but somewhere along down the line, it's going to be pricked in their heart. The circumcision is going to begin within their heart. And like you said, the word going to either draw you or it's going to push you away. I just thank you, Jesus. Let me shut up, but I just sent you a text.
You know how to do it. You been on the blog talk. I just sent you a text.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Did you get it?
Yes,
can you handle that?
Yes, sir. Hey, Mark. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I looked at it and said, listen to the love song.
mm-hmm.
You know, I just talked about He giving us a sheet of paper, you know,
just
that we may write a love letter to Him. So I might ask, well, how do I write this love letter to God? Consider God. You know, consider God in your daily. When you thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, how about saying, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to see this day, you know. say. Thank you, Lord, for another chance, because you are my creator today. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, not complaining, but start thanking him, and I guarantee you he'll give you a different outlook. I don't care what the circumstance or situation is, but consider him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This beautiful thing that Haney had sent us. Thank you, Lord. But listen to the love song that I am continually singing. Oh, thank you, singing to you. I take great delight in you. See that? See that? I rejoice over you with singing. The voices of the world are a, oh boy, that word, a cacophony of Job, pulling you this way and that. Don't listen to those voices. Thank you, Jesus. Challenge them with my word. Learn to take many breaks from the world. Thank you, Jesus. Finding a place to be still in my presence and listen to my voice. That's it. That man, hallelujah.
That's the message. That's the message.
Yeah. Yes, sir. There is enemies' hidden treasures to be found through listening to me. Listen to that. There is hidden treasures to be found listening to me. That's what it says. Though I pour out blessings upon you always, some of my richest blessings have to be actively sought. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me read that again. It says, some of my richest blessings have to be actively sought. I love to reveal myself to you and your seeking heart open you up to receive more of my clothes. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. It said, Zephaniah 3:17, it said, the Lord, your God, is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Thank you, Lord. Also, Chancellor Matthew 17:5 said, while ye were still speaking, a bright cloud dim, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him.
All right.
Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Yes, sir. If someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest it in others. Thank you, Jesus. Listen real good. Hold on. It says, if someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest it in others. You know, and that's it, because Jesus, He left us his inherit, that we might inherit the kingdom. You know, and it goes back to that first commandment. You know, love thy God with all with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And as much as you love him, you know, that sacrament is just as important, because people need to be shown this witness, just like Christ had love. He wants the children of God to have love, to have love for others, so that this brilliancy of light can be shown through love. Through love, even in chastisement, have to be in love. You know, even if God give you something to give to thy brother, thy sister, it has to be in love. Pray for the right appointed time that God can use to apply this, that their hearts may receive. Oh, so don't harden your heart the day you hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for this spiritual food that you've given us today, that we eat, that our spiritual man may be strengthened. Oh, and it's by grace and love that he allowed this, you know. Lord, teach us. And we will be taught. Teach us to apply our hearts to wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Man, I'm so thankful, man, that the Lord has blessed that for me to even be a part. I just thank him. I count it as a privilege and even a blessing. Like if you just consider God, he will reveal himself to you and bless your heart. You know, you don't even have to speak it a lot of times. You can keep it in your heart, and God will, I can testify, God will give you the blessing, you know, even of your heart. If the heart be right. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. So I just want to, man, I want to tell him, thank you, man. I can understand it. Reverend, when you're trying to stop and he just keep giving things and revealing things, you feel in his spirit, and I just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Man. Reverend,
yes,
I don't know if anybody wants prayer, if that's the case, it's open to that too, and now,
praise
the
Lord.
Pray for the general, you know, and
yes, sir.
You know, if not, you know, nobody don't hit the one button. If not, you just can pray us. I hate to say out, but you know, to keep us in this day, you know.
Okay, I see that.
Let's give them a few seconds. They might hit the one. They might. Somebody might hit. They might say, "I need a little prayer."
Okay, While they think about pushing that button, I see another report she gave. It says, "Father, may I leave." Thank you, Jesus. "Father, may I leave a good spiritual inheritance to my family as you use me to show your everlasting love." Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I don't know what some people are waiting on. Whatever you need is here. Whatever you need is here.
You know, Rim, I kind of came to a point, and you could probably help me with it, anybody else can, that, man, you know, we just put it out there, and we just leave. You know what I'm talking about? That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some gonna come, some gonna hear, some not gonna come, and some gonna go here.
Yeah.
We just thank God, you know, for His Holy Spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
thank you,
it has resulted.
Yes, sir.
And it's had.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
So,
yes,
Father,
sir.
You expressed the love through all what you just did, you know. And it ain't me. Because we didn't try to
to open it up for no one, you know. It's always restricted, mm-hmm. You know, maybe we tell them we got a big race over here or something, or we got somebody that's mm-hmm. fighting over here. Maybe until we give away some money, some Cracker Jacks or something, we probably get somebody over here. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, like, just serving the Lord.
Yes, sir.
It will pay off.
Yes, sir.
After a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Don't start being intimate with it because you saw it in the evidence of it paying off right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm the truth, huh? Well, it's the husband, man.
Reverend, give us a prayer, then, Reverend. Give us a prayer.
Okay. Yes, sir. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come. Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Father, as you did in this hour, our daily bread. Mm. Father, we ask for forgiveness. You know, we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us of our trespasses. As we forgive those who have trespasses. Give us our debt to others. Oh, Father God, bless us to be forgiven of others. We thank you, Father, for what you allow us to experience, Father, as you allowed us, you prepared a table before us, Father, you allow us to sit down at this table in love. And, oh, Father God, you taught us by the way, Father. We said thank you, Father. We're so thankful, Father, that you continue to, open unto us, Father. You continue to listen and even be faithful, Father God, and you allow the Holy Spirit to come and comfort us and teach us and guide us. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. But, oh, you're considering us still. You're considering us as we consider you. You are still considering us. We say thank you, Father. We thank you for the strength. Oh, Father God, the strength of the one that prepared the lesson and gave the lesson. We continue, God, for your vessels to which you have choose to use, Father. Thank you, Father, for these vessels, Father God. Continue to give us strength, Father, that we may be pleasing in that sight, Father God. But we wanna please you, Father. We wanna do your will. Oh, Father. Oh, we just wanna do your will, Lord. We said thank you. Thank you for all that you have given us, Father God, all that you have given us, oh, fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for your love that you've given us. Thank you for the patience you've given us. Oh, Father, even the long suffering that you've given unto us, for you allowed us, Father God, we realize if we suffer, which you will reign with us. Hallelujah. So we count it all joy, Father God, as you allow us to experience pain, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you, and we continue to pray for even those that may be in bereavement right now. We ask you, Father God, continue to comfort them. You and you alone know just what they need. So we ask you, bless their special needs, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, even those the sick, the afflicted, even those with evil spirits afflicted in their body, we ask that you, oh, Father God, have mercy and bless them. And let us learn, Father God, learn what you're trying to teach us. So we go through our trials and tribulations. Bless us to know, Father God, that it is only there because you allow it. Bless us that it may work the work that you have it to work. And then we ask you speak, Father. Oh, Father God, and things move on in Jesus' name. Again, want to thank you for how you have blessed us this day. We ask you bless this word and let it go out among, Father God. Let us apply it to our lives continually. Let us meditate on it, Father God, that we may gain strength to be more pleasing in our sight. In Jesus' name, I want to tell you thank you, Father God. We even ask protection, Father God, those that are out working and driving. Ask protection. Keep them. Keep them, Father God. Oh, Father God, keep us all. Keep our minds stayed on thee. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to just be a good servant for you, Father. And even those that are trying to make the decision to follow you, help them, Father God. Oh, Father God, you know just what they need. And we ask that you bless, Father God. Bless us. Some just need us to hold their hand, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, bless us to be there when you need us to be there, Father God. Bless us, Father God. Bless us to remain strong that we may bear the infirmities of the weak. Yes, in Jesus' name, Father. Before we end this prayer, we want to tell you again that we love you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you've done, and that all that you have done, what you're doing right now. Even thank you for what you're going to do, Father God, for we know it is well. It is well with our soul. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, in Jesus' name, we surrender this prayer unto you. Oh, Father, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll provide the sacrifice.
Yes.
You got it, Peggy.